Christ to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, strengthen your church in all the world. Renew the life of this diocese of Down Under Moor. Bless David, our bishop, John, our archbishop, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader, and build us up in faith and love. We pray for this, our parish church of St. Columba's, and we ask, O Lord, for your blessing and guidance upon us as we endeavour to promote fellowship, friendship and faith throughout our parish and throughout our lives, through our words and through our actions and through our thoughts. We give thanks for all those who work so hard to support our parish Lent lunch last Sunday, for all the fellowship and the friendship that we expressed and shared and experienced, and for the £3,500 raised for our church hall roof. We give thanks we were able to come together and share company one with another. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favour on the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and of peace, and bless Charles, our King, in all authority. We pray for those nations and countries where there is war and division and strife at this time. We pray for all those who are working hard trying to promote the ways of justice and of peace. And as we prepare to mark St. Patrick's Day on Friday, we pray for reconciliation to be expressed in every aspect of our life and our work, and not just in this, our own parish and community and city of Belfast, but throughout our province of Northern Ireland and throughout the world. We pray for those who have lost their lives, those who have been injured, and those who carry the scars of war and division. And we pray for peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. And we give thanks for the vibrancy of this, our local community. And we pray for those communities represented in this, our congregation this morning, giving thanks for the opportunity of serving our community and of the way in which our community supports us here in St. Columba's. During this very difficult weather we have been having, we pray for those who live on their own, that we may be mindful of their needs and do what we can to offer support by way of practical help and throughout our prayers. We pray for those families who've welcomed new babies into their homes during these past few days. We ask, O Lord, your blessing upon them and upon their wider family at this time of joy and rejoicing. We pray for safety on our roads at this time as we make our way to various destinations. May we allow extra time to arrive safely. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need. In particular, we pray for Heather, for Phyllis, for Kylie, and those known to us in need of God's healing and of support. We pray too for those who are bereaved, for Josephine Kelly and her family following the death yesterday of her mother. And we remember the Fry family as they mark the first anniversary of Daniel's very sudden death while at university last year. We pray too for those who mark anniversaries at this time, especially as Mothering Sunday approaches. And deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ. that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand for the peace. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Jesus, yeah.
present, be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread.
Amen.
Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Turning to page 216, we use the third Eucharistic prayer. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.